Hi, my name is Tracy Jallow, and I want to share my creative health journey with you. It's a bit of a long journey, well, 17 years to be precise, but be patient, we will get there. In 1991, I had my first ever symptom for antiphospholipid syndrome, also known as APS, of which I eventually got a diagnosis for. And believe me, when you're diagnosed with a monstrosity of a word, you soon learn how to spell it. I was a pregnant and admitted twice during my pregnancy with suspected UTIs, and following the birth of my baby daughter, I had trouble remembering words, but I just put that down to the lack of sleep and being a new mum. If you fast forward 8 years and I'd just given birth to my son, following my second pregnancy, again, I was admitted to hospital twice during that pregnancy with pain, but there was never any conclusive diagnosis. By the time my son was 4 weeks old, I was in ICU. Following the birth, I had ongoing pain. I was admitted to hospital. After tests, I was rushed down to surgery with a swelling in my stomach where they found out my bowel had burst and I received a hemicolectomy. Following on from surgery, it was a slow recovery and I was frequently at the GP surgery presenting with pain or in A&E where no conclusive answers were found. In all, I had 48 relevant consultations between my first symptom and when I finally got a diagnosis. It got to the point where I was even doubting myself. Following a flight, I had a suspected DVT and I was referred to a haematologist. The consultant listened carefully to my whole story and said that she would get me a diagnosis after being ill for so long. Following a 5-day stay in hospital with tests, I finally got diagnosed with antiphospholipid syndrome. On receiving my diagnosis, I was given a pamphlet about the condition and I was sent home, elated that I had something tangible to work with and it was not in my head. I decided I would take this forward positively. When I got home, my brain was trying to make sense of the condition and symptoms and everything I'd been through. I had an overwhelming urge to paint my condition, so I ordered a canvas and some paints and attempted my mission. I took the pamphlet and looked at each symptom and thought, how does this look to me? What shape would it be? What colour would it be? Was there a symbol that could represent this symptom? Bit by bit, I painted my picture whilst thinking about the condition, the symptoms, and how and if each symptom had affected me. Without knowing, I had prescribed my own art therapy. By painting the syndrome, I had been able to explore and digest how this chronic condition had affected me, what the illness looked like and what it meant to me, past and future. Following my painting experience, I decided to embrace the condition, put the past in the past, and now turn my situation into something positive by educating others about APS and working towards getting a quicker diagnosis for others. During the early years of living with APS, I met a professor who invited me to write about my 17-year journey to get a diagnosis, and it was published in the British Medical Journal. This time, writing proved to be both therapeutic and cathartic, and it helped me digest my thoughts and feelings associated with this time. Years later, I repainted my condition and how it looks to me now. It's a very different picture, and it's based around kintsugi. Kintsugi teaches you that broken places make you even stronger than before. My condition makes me imperfectly perfect and valuable. On my journey, I have continued to use both writing and painting to help me understand my feelings and thoughts. And I'd like to leave you with a poem that I wrote on what living with an invisible illness feels like. Ouch, that hurts, but you don't see it. Too tired for work, but you don't see it. Every day a struggle, but you don't see it. Pill popping, pain not stopping, but you don't see it. Encapsulated in pain, but you don't see it. When I walk 10 steps, I walk 1,000 steps, but you don't see it. A determination to survive, I see it clearly. The battles I win, I see it clearly. The value of life, I see it clearly. Emotional intelligence gained, I see it clearly. The richness and colour in my life, I see it clearly. My purpose, my vision, my journey.